You know, Eddie, I hate the thought of being beholden to the bank. I feel so much more secure when it's just us we're answerable to.
Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. What an awesome morning out there. What's up with you two this fine morning?
Well, hey there, Polly. I was just telling Fizz here that our profits are up this quarter. Might mean we could avoid a trip to the bank for a loan, at least for now.
That explains the big grin on your face, Fizz. When are you going to do the forecast that confirms that?
Forecast? I've got a forecast already. Here it is. Sunny, no chance of business loss.
That's your forecast? Well, without a cash budget, I see the potential for stormy weather.
Man, it's like living in a musical talking to you this morning. What do you mean?
The fact of the matter is that a growing business is just as likely to need extra financing as a shrinking business.
Well, I don't have a fancy degree, Polly, but I seriously doubt that. It doesn't make common sense. If we're growing, we're making more money, and if we're making more money, we need less from elsewhere. Isn't that right, Fizz?
Makes sense to me.
I know that sounds right on the surface, guys, but think about it. The more your sales grow, the more your inventory and accounts receivable grow. So the more of your cash is tied up in those assets. Plus, as your sales grow, you need to consider expanding. Wouldn't you like to have an idea when that cash might be needed? You should do the planning to see if there are any surprises in store. What if everything isn't sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows,
oh,
everything?
Gee, for heaven's sakes, it's like living with Barbara Streisand.
Well, with all the pencil work we've been doing on the ratios and everything, nothing is getting done around the coffee shop. Eddie was going to fix those wobbly chairs a week ago, and I've been wanting to test some new recipes.
Well, I agree. We're spending so much time analyzing this business that we've got no time to run it. I figure we'll just wing it for a while and see how it goes.
Well, those are the famous last words of many a failed business, guys. The main advantage of a financial plan is that it reduces the risk to you guys. You can have a plan in place if business goes up or down. And Eddie, if you do need a loan from the bank, that money won't be available as quickly as you may need it. And it certainly won't be there without your financial forecast.
Risk? I never thought of it that way. I'm all in favor of anything that means we don't have to take any extra chances. Maybe we need to rethink this, Eddie. It's like my mother used to say, a belt and suspenders approach.
Belt and suspenders?
Yes. If you have a belt and suspenders, even if something goes wrong with one of them, you'll never be caught with your pants down. If Eddie's right and we can handle our growth through our profits, that's great. But if the forecast shows we need to go to the bank after all, we'll have to have all that pencil work in place. And then we're protected either way.
Well, I think we're fine as we are. But when you put it that way, Okay, Fizz, I can see that determined glint in your eye. We'll do the dang forecast.
Great. I must run. I'll be late for my meeting. See you later. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.